In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Top Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Two stories today. The Jets' biggest group of losers I can remember in New York sports. And the New York Giants officially benched Daniel Jones and are going to be going to Tommy DeVito, 888-808-1019. And the Jets, both these organizations are in real trouble with a future that is just does not look bright and years ahead of us of just terrible football. That's what it feels like. And I don't want to be so negative, but we have seen hope get completely destroyed with both of these teams over and over again, seemingly every year since the last time that they have been in the playoffs or, you know, for the Giants winning a Super Bowl. I mean, think about the 2022 Giants going to the playoffs, winning a playoff game, losing to the Eagles, coming back. You're like, okay, you know, this team's got a real shot to make the playoffs again. No, dead, terrible, injuries, awful. Come back this year, 2-8, benching Daniel Jones. The Jets, with all the hope in the world with Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, well, it's Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson. I mean, man, what a team. What a team they have assembled here. No, they're horrible. One of the worst teams I've ever seen. And to me, of all the years, like I was trying to think, narrow it down to probably the last 10 years. This is the biggest group of losers I've ever seen, the New York Jets in 2024. What came close was the Mets, the year that Javi Baez and Marcus Stroman were there, and those two idiots got together and did the thumbs down thing, and Marcus Stroman could, everybody's a racist but him, you know, that whole act. Well, that was a loser team and idiots, but this is worse. These guys, completely clueless. Half the time, I don't even know if they're trying anymore. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's 100 years old. Jeff Ulbrich is drowning in front of us. The man is drowning. He's got no business having this job. The owner is one of the least respected owners in the game. His brother's probably worse. The stadium sucks. It's the worst, man. It really is. I've never wanted football season to be over more than this year. I really.
Even with your Minnesota Vikings?
It's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun with them being 8-2, but and who knows where it goes, but they got a team in their division who's probably the best team in football, of course. But it's been fun watching them. I give them credit. I'm just talking personally. Just to have to come in and have to talk about this stuff again.
Yeah, no, I can tell you were shot out of the gates, out of the blocks, like Carl Lewis this morning.
But honestly, but think about how much of a loser you've got to be a part of this 2024 Jet team. Like, they are the biggest group of just disappointing losers I have ever seen. And on that defense, every single one of them should be ashamed of themselves. Honestly, you don't deserve a bye week. You don't. Go back and practice every single day. Do your tackling drill every single day.
You go on your little trip and get on your private jet and go to Cabo San Lucas or whatever, you loser. You embarrassed yourself. You embarrassed the jersey. You embarrassed the history of the team.
The CBA won't allow it.
Just, I mean, and you know how bad you got to be one of the worst Jets teams? You know how bad you got to embarrass Jets history? This bad. Everybody thought you were going to be good and in the playoffs. And Aaron Rodgers, to end like this, too. He looks like a statue. He's just he's a zombie at this point.
Actually, had a good second half yesterday.
Stop.
The first half was terrible. The body language was bad. The whole thing was bad.
He'll give you a couple throws here or there. Like, you know, like it's like
he had one throw to Davante Adams over the middle that where, you know, I think it was a running play that was called, and he pulled it back and he threw it real quick. I mean,
it's like having that old dog that just like, you know, we lay down for 6 days and then like, you know, he'll see a squirrel and just like it'll finally like snap back in and he'll chase after the squirrel. Like, oh, that's the rover I remember. But then he'll just go back to being an old dog.
Yeah, well, they've made the bed. There's no question about it.
And how are you going to get out of it? How are you going to get out of it?
I don't. If he wants to play next year, I don't know how you get out of it. I really don't.
They're just a laughing stock. There's nobody who looks at this organization has any respect for it, which sucks. And there's people there that I really like that work there. There's a ton of their fans that I like. But they are just, they are up there as one of the least respected organizations in pro sports right now. And that's because Aaron Rodgers comes over here. No one likes Aaron Rodgers anymore. Like, doesn't seem like anybody likes him. Like, everybody wants to see him fail, except for the Pat McAfee show. Like, everybody's, Aaron Rodgers, you know, we've had enough of you. You fail. Woody Johnson's getting slammed by Bill Belichick all over the place. Everybody in football thought it was crazy. Rob Saleh got fired. We got fired. Nobody respects him. And Joe Douglas is going to get fired. At the end of the year, he's going to tell everybody how much it sucks to work with Woody Johnson and the Jets. And everybody's going to believe him. Yeah. He's a respected guy.
I don't think Joe Douglas would ever go down that road.
Oh, yeah. But, okay. But people,
just like Rob Saleh's not going to go down that
people
road.
People in their lives. You're telling me that when he went to Green Bay and Matt LaFleur was there, his buddy, best man in his wedding, that he was like, oh, you know, Woody's great. Working for the organization is awesome. Aaron Rodgers is great. It's like, no, these guys stabbed me in the back. Left me for dead.
I'm just saying this. I know exactly what that conversation was like in Green Bay. See, I told you.
Yeah, right.
That's Matt LaFleur to Rob Saleh. That's, you know, and that has to do directly with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, if I remember correctly, I was against this. He wanted Derek Carr as his quarterback.
I remember.
And Derek decided to go to New Orleans with his old coach, Dennis Allen.
None of it worked. None of those decisions were good decisions. But
it's the way it goes in this. The league is not easy, man. It's not easy to win these games.
And I can't sit here and tell you I told you so. I wanted Aaron Rodgers here. But I think these guys, like, I mean, as you pointed out many times, I really think that they thought he was going to come in here. It was almost like they picked up their game when they knew that he got hurt because they knew they had to overcompensate because Zach Wilson was the quarterback and they played good defense and they won 7 games last year. And it's like when Aaron was healthy, it was like, well, hell, he's going to carry us. I don't have to do as much as I did last year.
Yes, that's the point. That's why I was saying that, you know, when I said it was 3 weeks ago, like I felt like he sucked the air out of the building.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was talking about. Like everybody is deferring to him. Everybody from the ownership to the coaching staff. And, you know, he may not realize it or he may not see it that way, but that's certainly the way a lot of other people see it. You know, I was just watching his body language in the first half yesterday. It was like the last place he wanted to be was at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
Because things had not gone right for them. Then all of a sudden, they get a couple they get the touchdown at the end of the first half. They get a turnover at the beginning of the second half. And then all of a sudden, you start playing with momentum, the lead, the cheers. Everybody's feeling it. And everybody raises their level of play. But unfortunately, their defense could not come up with a stop in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Their defense, their much heralded defense. Everybody, well, you got DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner. Okay, let's take a look at DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner in the fourth quarter. Sauce Gardner's just letting some guy fly right past him and essentially creating the biggest play of the game because of his either laziness or just completely not knowing what he's supposed to do on the play. And DJ Reed's getting steamrolled by Anthony Richardson, who took himself out of a game 3 weeks ago, getting knocked over. I mean, these guys, who the hell did they think they were? This defense, who the hell did they think they were? And by the way, you know, Rob, I mentioned it earlier. I will do it again. I did not have nice things to say about Rob Saleh's tenure here as head coach. I didn't think he was a great head coach. he deserved a hell of a lot more credit for that defense than I ever gave him, because they have fallen completely apart without him here.
And by the way, for Jeff Ulbrich, it's not his fault. You know, it's he is put in an untenable situation. It's really hard. You know, he I think he started playing like around 2001 in the NFL for the 49ers.
Yeah.
So, you know, he obviously saw Aaron Rodgers and probably played against him a couple times, I would imagine. I mean, how does he coach him? How does he hold him accountable? Especially if you're a defensive coach, you really know very little about offense. You know how to try to stop offenses for sure.
You can't.
You got to manage game situations. You got to make up. You got to make decisions. You got to make them quickly. You got to have a prepared plan on in certain situations in games to figure out how you're going to finish a game or try to save your timeouts and not blow your timeouts. Are you going for two? You're not going for two. I mean, that's all part of being the head coach.
And wasn't qualified to do it, was put in a situation he didn't belong in. He's drowning in front of us. It's just like watching a pig on a spit just get roasted. That's what it's, every Jeff Ulbrich press conference is just, it's like, he doesn't know what the hell to say. I mean, half the time he sounds like he's going to cry. I mean, it's true. He's like quivering in his voice. It's like, Christ almighty, he doesn't want any part of this. And here he is stuck in this jet hell. It's just like, everybody gets caught up in it. Everybody. No matter who you are. I mean, outside of Rex Ryan and that the run that they had, everybody
Bill
else
Parcells.
Comes here.
Bill Parcells.
Well, yeah, all right. That was a while ago, but you're right, 100%.
But again, two personalities, two coaching personalities that came in and took over the franchise.
I know, and we've been saying it. And that's the move they're going to have to go to. But they'll probably hire like the special teams coordinator for the Cardinals. He'll come in here.
I'm going to change this thing around.
No, you're not. You're going to be gone in 2 years, you loser.
Let's get the assistant GM from, I don't know who else. Let's see who's got a good. Let's get the assistant GM from the Commanders, because they drafted Jaden Daniels. And that guy will come in here. You know, the Jets have a rich history.
Fired. Out of here. No shot. No shot.
Jets have a rich history.
You know, Gang Green, we're going to bring back the project. Shut up. You're going to be fired in 2 years. You got no chance. None.
Is there anybody out there that they can hire to make you happy?
I told you the two. I've been saying it for the longest time. I think two guys that make sense to me, John Gruden, Brian Flores. Why? Because they both have lawsuits against the NFL. It's going to be hard for them to get hired anywhere else. That's why. Those two guys, but all kidding aside,
yes, okay.
Those two guys have the personality. I mean, Brian Flores, and I know, you know, the argument is a valid one, how Tua hated his guts, but I do think that you can get a guy off a situation like that who learned a lot from that situation, and now his players, and I can attest to this, they love him. And I would hate to lose him as a defensive coordinator, assistant head coach there in Minnesota. I hope he's grooming somebody. But they love him now. And he's gone through a lot. Maybe that lawsuit gets dropped, whatever. But he would be a guy I would consider. But Gruden's the number one guy. I mean, him coming in here would be the only type of personality. And that might fail, too. I don't know. But at least it's the type of guy who could do it. Like, I mean, the way he steps into Barstool, like, it's just like he's the man. Like, you just sit there, Miz, you know, I never had a nice coffee, man. You know, it's just like everything he says, it's just like, all right, this is it.
Yes.
You know?
100%.
And he's all about football. He's not, you know, he's not about Aaron Rodgers and Egypt and whatever the hell else he's got going on. He said, this guy's about football. And you tried this with another guy and Aaron Rodgers didn't work out. But I mean, like, Gruden will come in there, clean everything up. Man, that color sucks, man, for that carpet. Let's get that up, huh? What's your name? Huh? You know, I like that iced coffee now, man. Why don't you get me one of those, huh?
I'm telling
you. Cutting people, firing people. You take control of the whole thing.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But that would be the guy. But you might not get either one of those guys. Maybe even them, who've been banished from being a head coach in the NFL, might not even take the Jet job. I'll wait another year, let the stink go off me for another year, and then I'll get a real job with a real owner. That has their own stadium. God damn.
Man, I'm telling you.
It's pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic. This is the number one market in the country.
You know, it took a while for the Knicks to get it right.
Of course it didn't. We sat here and said it for the longest time. They were the most embarrassing team and one of the worst franchises
And we were talking about how them and the Sacramento Kings were basically the worst franchises in basketball. It wasn't even close. They finally got the right guys.
Well, you know, I will say that they somehow got Bill Parcells here. They somehow got Rex Ryan here. So they do have a track record of having a successful run.
Yeah, I mean, they seriously bottomed out there right before Parcells. And that's what's going on here. They're bottoming out with these decisions that have not worked out. So
what did Bill Parcells do? He brought in a stopgap.
Yeah, he did, certainly.
He basically resurrected Vinny Testaverde's career.
He did. So, I mean, is John Gruden going to bring back Rich Gannon? 60-year-old Rich Gannon comes out of retirement?
Well, I mean, you know, you never know. I mean,
I don't know.
You never know who's going to be available. But the one thing I would say, that if Aaron did want to stay, I would hope that Aaron has learned that you definitely need a very, very strong voice as the head coach. You have to have a strong voice. You have to have somebody who has a level of credibility that when they walk into the room, everybody's going to sit up tight, straight. Everybody's going to be, you know, paying attention, and everybody's going to be on notice.
But instead, they'll bring in the passing coordinator from the Texans. Like, that'll be the guy you get. And you can't do it. You can't do it. Unless you want to go another 5 years of being a laughingstock, you got to make a big hire here. Has to be. It's got to be someone like we've been talking about. You cannot bring another coordinator who knows nothing about New York or never been a head coach. For God's sakes, I mean, you drafted a kid at a BYU to be the Jets quarterback. You thought that was going to work?
With a rookie head coach and a rookie offense coordinator.
You thought that was going to work? On. I mean, he was like 19, I feel like, when he came here. And I said at the time, I don't know where the hell he came from in the draft, talking about the draft. It's all about Justin Fields. Well, not that Justin Fields' career's worked out, but then all of a sudden, Zach Wilson gets one throw in the combine. So we're going to pull him out of there, out of Utah, and spit him out here on the East Coast to be the Jets quarterback? Haven't you learned anything? It's different here. It's different.
Well, Sam Darnold and Mark Sanchez found that out.
Mark Sanchez at least had some success because he had the right coach.
Yes.
And so it's just something it takes a special person to drag you out of this. Special people. Not even Aaron Rodgers could do it. He couldn't do it.
Well, Donald Trump made a comeback. Could Rex Ryan make a comeback?
I don't know. I think that's like a... And he did it once. I don't know if he could do it again. Plus, he even got swallowed up from the whole, you know, he went to jet hell, too. Like, we tend to forget. It's like memories. You always remember the good things about. Like the documentary I was watching about the Zodiac Killer. Like, he was friends with his family. And, like, he's like, oh, I remember Mr. Allen used to take us diving and stuff. Like, but you don't remember the time that he, like, left you in the car while he goes killed a couple on the beach. somehow you forgot about that.
Right.
So like people like that's I think for us to be able to maybe a psychiatrist could call up and vouch for this or not, but I think to be able to enjoy the human experience, we tend to remember the good time. Like, oh, the 60s were great. You know, people remember that. But what about the wars and the assassinations that went on during that? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, but it was peace, love, and rock and roll. Okay. For some people. You know, but...
You know, well, you look at Rex's, you know, impact here, right?
Yeah.
9-7, 11-5, 8-8, 6-10, 8-8, 4-12, 8-8, 7-8. 61-66 in 8 years. Well, let me see. 46-50 in 6 years here with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, but it was also like he lost all his mojo. You know, they ended up bringing in Idzik, and then he was supposed to not be as boisterous anymore, and he changed his personality. He probably regrets all that now. But, like, he got swallowed up in the thing, too. Like, I just don't want to go back there because that was the last thing that worked, you know?
Yeah, he was 4-12 his last year here.
And I know it's nostalgia and that he's got that personality, but you know, how old is he now? I mean, and there's a reason why no one else has come calling for Rex Ryan after he, you know.
Well, it's Buffalo. He went to Buffalo.
Yeah, but I'm saying after that.
There's a reason why he's up there. I mean, Gruden, we know the reason why Gruden got fired. They would have kept him there as a head coach. They wanted it.
Well, he was going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
Supposed to be there for a long time.
How old is Rex these days? 61.
No, he's got to be more than that.
No, he's 61.
That's it? He's younger than me?
Yeah, it looks way older, I got to say.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm knocking him or giving you a compliment. I'm just telling the truth.
I'll tell you what. I'll take it as a compliment.
He'll be 62 next month.
Okay.
But he's currently 61 as we sit here
today.
Well,
there you go.
That's after a facelift and new teeth, too. Oh, the pain. Change your practice facility.
It's unbelievable.
All right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What bridge is that there? Can anybody identify that by just looking at it on CBS Sports Network?
It's the Bear Mountain Bridge, I think.
Oh, the bit. Wow.
What the hell is the? Where's that?
It's up by West Point.
Oh,
is that okay. What that was? Wow.
I think that's what it is, right?
Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. Was that the Bear Mountain Bridge you guys just put up there?
That's correct.
Wow, good job, Boomer.
Very impressive.
I would not have guessed that. I don't even know if I know the Bear Mountain Bridge.
Have you been to West Point?
I have. I've been there a month ago.
You go right next to it.
Okay.
You've seen it.
I guess I've seen it. Look at that. Nobody knows his bridges quite like Boomer Esiason.
I'm all over the bridges. Yeah, you know that.
Does not like the Jersey bridges.
Nah, they're not. I mean, they're not as majestic as our bridges.
Yeah.
Especially the older bridges that we have.
I'll take less traffic.
Yeah.
You can have the bridges.
Power rank your top five bridges in New York.
Verrazano
is one.
George Washington.
Two. These are in order, you're saying.
Yeah, I like to what was called the Triborough Bridge. I think it's the Andrew Cuomo Bridge now, I think.
It wouldn't be Andrew Cuomo.
Mario Cuomo Bridge. Yeah. No, that's the Mario Cuomo Bridge is the old Tappan Zee Bridge, which is another bridge. They rebuilt that bridge.
All right, so the Triborough Bridge now is Ed Koch, or is that the Queensboro?
That's the 59th
Street. 59th Street.
Yeah.
So what is the Triborough now?
And they call it something. I forget. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, so Triborough's three.
Yeah.
Is it the RFK, the Triborough?
Is that what it is? I don't know.
It's the RFK Junior Bridge.
All right.
No, it's one of the. Yeah, I like the older majestic bridges. I would also put in obviously the Brooklyn Bridge, which is iconic.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I like the Manhattan Bridge. Manhattan Bridge is beautiful.
You like the Manhattan Bridge? Okay.
Yeah, and the Williamsburg Bridge is nice too.
Macomb's Dam Bridge.
Not so much in the Macomb's Dam. I'm not. Yeah,
Williamsburg.
So, Throgs Neck and Throgs Whitestone.
Neck and Whitestone. Yeah, but they're like the baby cousins of the Verrazano.
Outer Bridge Crossing.
Nah. A little too rusty for me.
The Tappan Zee is cool, though, with how low it is to the water. Like, that's a neat bridge.
Well, it's no longer the Tappan Zee Bridge now.
Oh, God. Oh, whatever it's called. Do you know what I mean? You're the one that brought up the bridge, and did call it the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Well, they rebuilt the bridge.
I know. I just said it's a really cool-looking bridge now.
The new
different.
Design and everything. I like the old, metal designs. Kind of
Bayonne
like,
Bridge?
Now, is that what it's called?
Yes.
About the Skyway.
The Pulaski Skyway? Well, where they actually cleaned it up. It's Jersey, but they actually cleaned it up there, Al. But, you know, it's interesting.
The Driscoll Bridge now?
The whole bridge was brown because it was rusting. And then they come up with some new material to make it brown again, but it's not rusting. It's actually brown.
You can include New Jersey in this, your least favorite bridge.
Well, it used to be the Gothels.
I was going to say, But now what? They redid the Gothels.
Yeah, I know they did.
What's that one you can't stand that's when you get into Jersey always talking about?
Oh, that's the Driscoll Bridge.
Okay.
It's got no character whatsoever.
So Driscoll's your worst?
It's got no character.
Verrazano.
Just a good flow of traffic.
One.
You can keep your character.
Listen, you can discuss traffic all you want. I'm just talking about there's no aesthetic from the aesthetic aspect of it.
Yes, it's very blah. So if you're like kind of comparing, so the Driscoll Bridge would be the Jets and the Verrazano would be like the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay. Very good.
We just had a very interesting conversation about the Steelers off air about how they can win a game with 6 field goals. And it just seems right that they won the game.
Culture
against one of their biggest, if not the biggest rival they have.
I mean, it's the opposite of you could change a practice facility. It's like you could do all that, change all the players, the coach remains, and the team stays the same.
Yeah.
What year is this
for Tomlin?
Came in 2007.
So this will be his 17th or 18th straight year of not having a losing season.
So he started coaching the Steelers when you started with us, Boomer.
Yes.
Winners. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real close for real life. So I guess Brian Daboll wasn't supposed to meet the media till Wednesday, and some of the players were going to talk on Zoom today. It looks like Daboll will meet the media now at some point on a video feed later, because you get the news about Tommy DeVito making the start for the Giants. Yes, who played the Bucks this Sunday.
Buccaneers.
That is all very true. Yes, the Buccaneers and cheese all happening at once this Sunday. As for the Jets, they lost to the Colts, we know, Sunday. Here's Jeff Ulbrich, that final drive killing them. Anthony Richardson, the 4-yard touchdown run.
Just lack of execution. And I probably should have gotten to a better call. I'll take a hard look at this tape and see what I could have done better.
These guys really looking at a lot of tape, but we're not getting many results, are we? Here was Sauce Gardner.
What tape are you watching? Scotch?
I mean, this is so bad. Look at this. They don't know what they're doing. And when they do know what they're doing, they don't give any effort.
DJ Reed, the DJ Reed highlight, I don't know how you could have any self-respect for yourself. Like, honestly.
That's a rough one in film.
He just got his ass handed to him. I mean, I don't even, is he giving an effort here or not?
Yeah, he's giving an effort. It was kind of like Sean Marash and you in The Office.
Yeah, a little bit like that, yeah. A little de-cleating situation.
Yeah,
I mean, his entire body, he hit him. He left the ground.
Now, you mentioned DJ Reed, so here he is now 3-8 with this team.
It's tough to process. You know, that's what you play for. You want to play meaningful football in November, December, January. So, honestly, it really is going to reveal the character of the guys in the locker room. You know, you want to stick together. We have to stick together.
Dumb question. If you're DJ Reed, you're clearly giving up size and height. Why would you go after his shoulder?
It's all because they don't know how to tackle.
That's why.
Had a presentation last week.
I mean, but it's the same thing with Sauce Gardner and McBride with the car.
Yeah, that you know, you're
trying
right.
to wrap him up around his shoulders.
That's true.
Shakes you off like a tick.
He did. That is true. Which is why when he did make a tackle yesterday,
it was crazy today. Obviously, you know, the fans was all in it. You know, they had their moments, you know, where they got a, I even got a standing ovation off a tackle. I was just like, seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Here's Aaron Rodgers asked about where they are right now.
Aaron, what are the emotions right now at 3-8?
Yeah, disappointed at this point.
Washy, washy.
So the Jets, 3-8 through 11 games. Not exactly where I thought they'd be. And things not going well into their bye. The Colts are now 5-6. And as they say, in the hunt, still in the AFC. All right, elsewhere, some other stuff. You had the Chargers beat the Bengals 34-27. That go-ahead touchdown run from J.K. Dobbins. Joe Burrow, 356, three touchdowns, no picks in the loss. But the Bengals now 4-7 through 11. Bills beat the Chiefs 30-21, probably the biggest game of the day. Here was Josh Allen. Says, yeah, that is a good win against an unbeaten team until now, but that's all we've done so far.
We're not there yet. We'll focus on that when we get there, but we got a bye week and then, you know, tough team coming here, I believe.
And on the other side, Patrick Mahomes says we fine.
Like I said, it's a good football team, so nothing to hang your head out head on. I'm losing to them, but we feel like we can play better, so we'll get back to work and try to use this as a spark so that we can be a better football team in the end. And
yeah, so maybe a little motivation for them. They're now 9-1. The Packers beat the Bears 20-19. You had that blocked field goal at the end. The Lions beat up the Jaguars badly, 52-6. The one thing we didn't mention was Alex Anzalone broke his forearm in that game.
Oh, he did.
So they lost Aiden Hutchinson a couple weeks ago. Now Anzalone is injured with a broken forearm. They say 6 to 8 weeks. The question we've heard about what the Giants are doing, what are, in terms of the quarterback position, what are the Jaguars going to do with their head coach? This was Doug Peterson asked if he was worried about being fired.
I can't control that. You know, listen, I've been around this league a long time. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Well, we'll see if it does happen or not. They got absolutely shellacked. 645 yards of offense to 170. And the Lions scored touchdowns on their first seven drives. They're now 9-1 on the season. You were talking about Nick Bosa with the Niners and not being able to play towards the end where the Seahawks beat them yesterday in San Francisco on that game-winning drive by Geno Smith. He had the game go-ahead touchdown run. Here was Bosa having to watch it from the sideline.
Brutal. The most important time in the game for me to be out there, I wasn't able to be. So I hate missing time. That's why I pushed through last week, and hopefully it's not too long.
And so last week they had the thrilling win. This week they have the very disappointing loss, and you've got the Cowboys and the Texans to close out the week on Monday Night Football. Got some other stuff for you here, if I can find it, which would be really great right now. It's amazing how these things just disappear on me. Anyhow, the Knicks beat the Nets last night at the Garden, 114-104. By the way, still trying to find it. So if you could say something right now, that would be awesome.
You know that Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and Zach Wilson, those three teams that those former Jet quarterbacks are on are either 500 or better. Now, I know Zach has had nothing to do with it, but still, he's still on a team that's winning and in the playoffs.
How about that?
How about that? And Sam Darnold's 8-2, and now you got, 5-5 for the Seahawks, so... These guys thriving in other places.
Just not here.
Yeah.
The Knicks with that win go to 7-6. The Nets now 5-9. Knicks and Wizards coming up tonight. We mentioned the Cavaliers earlier. How about what they're doing?
Jabbed by 12. Garland, 3. Bang! Closing time. That's a deal sealer right there. DG with 25.
And that's Darius Garland, Cavs Radio. They are 15-0 to start the season.
It's ridiculous.
Which is pretty damn remarkable so far. Kenny Atkinson says, pretty cool run.
It's great for the NBA, right? I think everybody's going to be watching, and I know our guys are anxious. I know they... you know, remember last year, and we're going well, they're going well.
And right now they're going really well. You know who also went well last night? Your guy, Julius Randle.
2.7 left, tied at 117. The inbound, Joe gets it into Julius Randle. He'll take two dribbles. He'll shove off on Okogie. He'll fire at the buzzer and hit it. They're going to count the bucket. Okogie went down trying to draw the foul. Julius Randle, welcome to the Wolves. Welcome to the Wolves. He wins it at the buzzer.
They beat Phoenix 120-117. So there you go. His welcome to Minnesota moment.
The day he became a Timberwolf.
was that
signature
right.
win?
Was signature moment.
Signature moment in the NFL. Yeah. That's exactly right. St. John's beat New Mexico 85-71, and the Rangers blanked the Kraken 2-0. Jonathan Quick, 24 saves. Zach Jones, his first goal of the season. And with that, we get to Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus said some cliche lines after their loss to the Packers.
It takes true strength and true courage, I told him. And, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do.
He's right. That's exactly right. That's what you should be saying.
Yeah. Keep scrolling through your TikToks for more inspirational stuff.
Oh, God. Man, I'll tell you what, you guys are tough. Okay. I mean, what do you want them to say? Yeah, the season's over. We suck.
No,
we
just don't be so up. Cheesy.
Well, it's just giving you what he thinks is the appropriate thing to say.
No, we're nothing. We are dead.
Yeah.
We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
There you go. That's perfect.
There you go. We're dust and we're dead. Moment of the day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got some jet calls still here on the line after what was another one of these Jets mornings. We did also find out, though, that you might have seen the last of Daniel Jones as the New York Giants quarterback. It's going to be Tommy DeVito this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Tommy DeVito, assuming he stays healthy, against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving on that Thursday.
It's going to be interesting to see how both Drew Lock and Daniel Jones react to this. You know, it's great for Tommy DeVito. You know, he's on the good side of things. On the other side are going to be really disappointed guys, and rightfully so. You're going to be disappointed, and because I've been through that, so I know what that feels like, and it sucks, and you're going to have to go to work every single day. You're going to have to show up. You're going to have to be a professional. You got to support the guy that's been supporting you for the last 2 years, and it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Go to Michael, who's down in North Carolina. What's going on, Michael?
Yeah, well, good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm wondering, Boomer, what's happening with NFL today? It seems to me that they've moved Bill out of the middle seat and put Nate Bergelson there. And the show just isn't the same without you and Phil.
Well, I appreciate that, Michael. It has nothing to do with Bill Cowher. I could just tell you that there's less guys there now. They have, when JJ's in, they have the normal grouping of guys, so they reconfigure people. But when there's only four of them, and it's Matt, and it's Nate, and it's Coach, and it's JB, then Nate naturally just ends up in the middle. It feels like that on TV.
But wasn't Bill...
Phil was on the outside of JB.
Yeah, I know. So, yes, it was Phil, JB, Bill all the time.
And then Nate and then me.
Right, Nate Bergerson and then...
I didn't say Bergerson.
No,
I said Burleson.
No.
Oh, he did. Okay. No, but I'm just saying the way that it's configured, it just looks different because Phil used to be on the outside of JB.
Phil. Yeah, he used to be over there, so...
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little bit different, though, going up to Buffalo, doing a show on the road during the regular season and jumping through tables. A little different.
Yeah, much different. We never did that.
No, you never did.
And I was very happy about that.
Yeah. Meaning jumping through the tables traveling?
No, traveling.
Okay. All right. And we're watching here again.
Because I'm assuming those guys probably get up there on Saturday, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You know?
Nate really went for it there.
Well, Nate's younger and more vibrant with Coach.
His head.
Ooh, Coach, Jesus, I just worry about his head. I'm sure everybody was worried about that. And then, you know, poor Matt Ryan. He all 190 pounds of him.
It does look thin, man. Let's go to Mario and Howell. What's going on, Mario?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
You know, there's that saying about, you know, having wealth doesn't always equate to, you know, being smart. You know, since Woody bought this team, we've only had one head coach that has had a winning record, and that was Al Groll, one season of 9-7. Every other head coach since then has had a losing record. You know, you just want to grab this guy and shake him because, you know, we're handicapping, you know, it's great for radio. We're handicapping, you know, who the next head coach will be. They're going to get it wrong. Woody's not selling the team. They're going to get it wrong. I just wish that Woody would just maybe leverage some of you know, some guys like, you know, Boomer. I know Boomer's only been there for three seasons, but Boomer, I'm sure, has a lot of connections, hears a lot of things. A guy like Greg Buddle, who I listen to on pre and post games, you know, on Jet broadcast. Like, I wish Woody would just, like, leverage some of these people. Because, like, Boomer said a few minutes ago, the Knicks kind of turned it around. I think they turned it around when Dolan kind of finally said, hey, I'm not going to meddle anymore. And, you know, I don't know how much these greats that Dolan has around, like he has Ranger greats usually around the organization, Knick greats around the organization. I don't know if that happens with the Jets. I know Vinny and Ken O'Brien were at the game yesterday, but I just wish that Woody would leverage it because he's not going to get it right. And as a fan, there's nothing for us to look forward to. Like, I'm not looking forward to a draft again. Don't get that wrong. I'm not looking forward for the next hire. They're going to get that wrong. Even if Ben Johnson said, I want to come here, he'll never have success here.
There you go, Mario. You've nailed it there. And I'm just laughing at a Jets Legends committee headlined by you and Greg Buddle.
Yeah, it does. You know, I mean, like, so the internal workings of the NFL are such that every owner, when they start looking for a coach, gets a list that is furnished by the NFL. And maybe the NFL owner has a relationship with somebody else, some other owner who will maybe give a recommendation for a coach that was on his staff or a coach that is currently on their staff. So it's a very small pool to actually try to hire from.
Yeah, but
and there's going to be five or six jobs that are going to be open this year. And, you know, it's going to be a race to get the guy that is most coveted, and that's probably going to be Ben Johnson from Detroit. But who knows if he's even going to want to leave? I don't even know if he thinks that of himself as a head coach. I don't know that.
And also, now that Gruden is rehabilitating his image via Barstool and getting stuff back out there, I mean, he may end up, by the time that these coaches get hired, he may end up towards the top of some of those lists. I don't know.
Right. The coach at Oregon, Dan Lanning, he's going to be on top of some lists. You know, could he make the jump to the NFL? It's unlikely, but dealing with what the coaches in the college deal with right now, I'd want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look what Bill O'Brien benched his quarterback. His quarterback came out and announced, I'm leaving the team and I'm going into the transfer portal. The kid didn't even have the balls to hang around with his teammates and fight for his job. Maybe the quarterback that's replacing him is getting hurt. Maybe he has to go back in there.
Yeah, well.
I mean, like, who the hell wants to deal with, like, some 18 or 19-year-old spoiled little brat kid who doesn't get his way or gets benched and then, you know, goes entering into the transfer portal?
Well, I mean, guys who, you know, they get paid a ton, but if they get a chance to get an NFL job,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, fight for your job. You know, if you're not going to fight for it, then I don't want you as my quarterback anyway.
Yeah, perfect. See ya.
I mean, it just goes to show you what the college coaches are dealing with. I don't know. Like, that's why Nick Saban left. That's why Mike Krzyzewski left. That's why Jay Wright left. Who wants to deal with this crap?
Nick Saban to the Jets. That would be your personality. Here you go. Blank check, Nick. Turn this thing around.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Of course not. We understand. But I'm just those are the type of personalities. Obviously,
yeah. But I kind of gave you the coordinator list.
Yeah, it's
you
not.
Then,
no, no,
then
no.
There are probably some ex coaches out there that haven't, you know, that are not working this year, like my buddy Frank. I don't know. I don't even know if he wants to get back into it.
Well, he wouldn't with the Jets. He's too smart.
He better not.
It'd be a horrible decision on his part.
I'd have to quit.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't want that. But also, I mean, he would. I mean, unless he's just showing up to get another paycheck. He would fail here miserably, not because of him, because it's just everybody they hire fails.
Like, he doesn't need another paycheck.
He doesn't.
He's got plenty of paychecks, and has had plenty of paychecks.
Yeah, Gruden, Flores.
Those are the two.
I'm sticking to it. I mean, you cannot, these guys that you're rattling off these names, they got no chance. No chance to come here and make a difference. None whatsoever. And just think about some of the guys that are, like, they actually hired Todd Bowles and Adam Gase to come in here and turn this franchise around. What? Like, Adam Gase all topped up on Adderall, whatever the hell is going on. He's coaching where football's going.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. That, that was a little crazy. I got to say.
Friday, flatliner Todd Bowles.
Good afternoon. He had the Fabian team.
All right.
Give us we all thought they had it right 4 years ago, so.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.